On Circle of White Light Radio. Focusing on solutions and thinking different.
Hello folks, welcome to Circle of White Light Radio with myself, Alan James. It's the 16th of October 2022, and unfortunately, advertised last week, I mentioned that I was going to have a Dr. Billy Ralph on the show, but unfortunately Dr. Billy now has stopped all interviews because he actually has to deal with the Irish Medical Council. He's obviously in negotiations and talks with them at the moment, so he doesn't want to do any interviews until he sorts that out. So unfortunately he won't be on for probably for a few weeks, so we'll just give him a few weeks and then hopefully we'll get him on in a few weeks time. But to replace Dr. Billy, we have a great scientist and a great guy who all knows about the science stuff. And God, so many things we talk about when Harry comes on, Harry Rhodes. And Harry's a regular on the show. The last time I had Harry on was around the 3rd of April this year. And it's great catching up with Harry and all the stuff that he's up to and what he's doing and finding out about new inventions and new things coming out. So I look forward to talking to Harry in a few minutes' time. But before we crack on, let's find out what the communication channels are.
The communication channels are email, contact us at circleofwhitelight.com, by phone 046-927-1212, or sign up to our newsletter via our website at circleofwhitelight.com.
Okay, folks, you know the website circleofwhitelight.com. Also on Patreon, which is patreon.com/COWLR. PayPal on the website if you want to make a donation. And t-shirts are available also. And if you want to subscribe on the website, type in your email and you'll be kept up to date with all the shenanigans and things that are going on here in Circle of White Light Towers. Right, okay, now, as I say, Harry Rhodes is a guest, going to be bringing Harry on in a few minutes' time. But for the moment, I'm just going to go through a few bits and pieces that I came across during the week. Just, you might have heard about these, then again, you might not. Now, the Independent.ie reported about Revolut, and it says, Revolut dismantling Irish business hub after abandoning its license plan. The bank withdrew its application to the Central Bank of Ireland after frustration over what it saw as delays. Digital payments and banking firm Revolut is in the process of dismantling its Irish operating entity after abandoning plans to run its Western European business from Dublin. The London headquartered company, which is licensed as a bank in Lithuania, has left Revolut Payments Ireland with just one director for most of 2022 and has missed a September 30th deadline to file its annual return with the company's registration office. So it looks like the banks win again, because Revolut, I don't use it myself, but a lot of people talk about it and they use it. And they say it's very good, very convenient, transferring funds from one to another. And it's apparently got great feedback from people. But obviously the banks don't like it. And any time the banks don't like something, they obviously jump in and change things. So it makes it difficult for the company who's benefiting from their new system or their system. And most of you know the credit union. You know, years ago we called the credit union the poor man's bank. And it used to be fantastic for getting loans out and everything else. Really, really great. And then the central bank got involved and now they're monitored and they go under the rules and regulations of the central bank. And then all of a sudden, trying to get loans out from the credit union, you need to have a DNA or firstborn and everything written in triplicate for 150 quid. It just gets ridiculous. Now, the credit union has changed. I'm not saying it's got worse, but it's got worse in certain issues regarding paperwork when you want to get money out. But it's good for savings and stuff like that, the normal stuff. But there's other issues that are obviously controlled by the central bank. So not good in that way. So it has changed. The other thing that was in the news as well, GB News, for those of you who obviously don't know, GB News is a mainstream news channel. I'd call it mainstream news channel. And it reports a lot of good information And they said that Pfizer has come out and admitted that they released the jab knowing that it did not stop COVID. Now, apparently it's not down in black and white on paper that they did this, but with the insinuation regarding the media and the politicians and the rules and regulations out there saying that you can't go anywhere without having some COVID passport, and that if you don't get the jab, you're going to kill granny and all that kind of stuff. That's the insinuation that was made. And we do have politicians saying that if you don't get the jab, you have a higher chance of getting COVID, and it protects you from COVID, and it didn't. And now that it's all coming out now that it didn't do that. So all the people who clapped the person who developed the jab probably feel a bit scammed, you know, the way they are now, you know, because obviously we don't want to feel that we're scammed or we were gullible on something. And it's not a nice feeling when we feel that we've been conned or scammed or gullible. But unfortunately, a lot of people were. They were suckered in. They believed, they trusted the media, they trusted the governments, they trusted the politicians. And they believed it. And they believed they were being told the truth. And obviously they weren't. Now, and I just have written down here, we're constantly told by the media, doctors, politicians, that if we did not get the jab, we would kill granny. And if you still didn't get it, you are treated like the local leper by the jabbed around us, and in some cases abused and treated like second-class citizens with their COVID passport restrictions. So to everyone who felt pressured from your friends and family, the media, etc., and still didn't get it, well done. You have a very strong character, and you are the people we need to bring the planet forward to a better world. And I really do mean that. I think under the pressure that we were all under to try and get the jab from family and friends, and they were just sold. You know, they were sold by the media, sold by the doctors, governments and everything else. And we were outcasts. And why aren't you getting the jab? Because you're going to kill granny and everything else. And we all know now with everything that's coming out now, it was all a load of BS. It really was a load of BS. And the amount of money that Big Pharma made from the jab is unreal. And people believed it. Now, how are you going to feel going forward, trusting the media and the politicians now and the doctors, knowing that you were lied to? And they were lied to as well. Some of them knew and some of them didn't, and they were lied to. So where's your trust now for your government when they turn around, oh, trust us, we tell the truth? I mean, how are you going to feel about it? Okay, so a few things that, stories during the week, things that happened. Right, so I'm not going to go into too much detail, but I've managed to set up my solar system as a 24-volt system for the techies amongst you there. Now, there's obviously a few things that I still need to do, but the batteries are being charged with an old charge controller, and I just need to replace some cabling and stuff like that. But things are going good. I actually made a trolley out of pallets. Small pallets, and made a trolley to fit the batteries on and everything else. So there's recycling for you there. So there you go. So all I'd say is the moral of the story regarding my solar experience, if you are going to go down the solar route, you really have to think about everything, even the thickness of the cables, obviously because it carries the current, and the sizing of the cable to fit the likes of the charge controller. They are warning people in the UK that there could be a potentially 3-hour blackouts. So I would assume we might be getting the same over here. So, you know, if you have the money or the funding, even if you can only afford a solar generator, which is what myself and Steve built in the early days of OAM, we built 2 solar generators to give us emergency power for at least 3 hours. You could do a small basic version one of them, you know, and, you know, if you want any help with that or advice, I'm more than happy to do that. Send us an email to contact us at circlewhitelight.com. Myself and Steve have the videos of the solar generators that we built on the YouTube, the OAM YouTube channel. But if you want any advice, just give me a shout anyway, and I can kind of point you in the right direction anyway. If it's only 3-hour blackouts, I'd say probably if you keep your usage of power down, I reckon you'd be okay for just one battery. You know, if you can afford lithium, all the better. And I'm going to say hello to my sister, who's actually in the hospital at the moment. She had a mini heart attack during the week. Not health related, it's just that she got electricity bill in during the week. So, as most people did. No, she's okay. She's fine. She's recovering okay. Okay, so I'm going to bring my guest in. Harry has, for years, begged for natural and scientific knowledge. From an educational viewpoint, he was a clean slate. He had simple education and never went to college, university, and the Royal Academy of Science, etc. From just 6 years old, he experimented with everything he could lay his hands on. He smashed open his first Etch-a-Sketch within hours just to find out how it could draw as if it was magic. More recently, he desperately wanted to understand and turn knowledge into technologies that can help all life to heal and flourish. There is a great awakening happening now, and it covers every field and subject to all life on this earth. He is a simple family man with a knowledge that has laid foundations for not just helping to heal people, but changing our whole environment to a healthy, feel-good place to enjoy. He is grateful that someone somewhere presented some amazing and natural technologies that have proven to be awe-inspiring, real. Subjects such as cancer, asthma, the weather, how to reconstruct water, how to make plants grow naturally at almost twice their current pace, size, reverse vaccine damage, and much more. His prized desire is to see this earth being converted into a paradise full of healthy, fulfilled people on a beautiful, healthy planet. He has two sayings: make earth great again, mega, and only results count. Good evening, Harry. How are you doing?
Good evening. Did I actually write that?
You did.
Good grief.
You did. How are you doing? I haven't spoke to you since April, obviously, and you know, kind of, you're a regular on the show as well. So, but we will catch up on things that's been going on and find out what's been happening in your life and all the kind of new tech that you've come across. And I know that we've a few things to talk about. But we just had, let people know, we had a bit of an OSM moment, right? Which is an OSM moment stands for an oh shit moment with technology at the, just before we went live there. So everything was kind of rushed a minute ago to get the show up and running. But we got there in the end and we got it sorted. So that's the main thing. So, Harry, how are you? How's life treating you? What's going on?
Yeah, there's some fantastic things going on at the moment. And there's some shit things as well. We've got big shoulders and we carry on and we get results. That's what it's all about.
Okay, so listen, obviously in the UK, man, there's a lot of things going on over there. You have this Liz Truss, who's the new PM, who they're trying to get rid of because obviously she's incompetent. Surprise, surprise, politician being incompetent. And then she went and sacked her councillor or the finance guy. So he's been sacked. And then they're talking about these 3-hour blackouts that are going to happen over the winter because the need for power. So you're really gone through it. The Bank of England, the pound sterling is going nuts. And the bank has obviously taken 43 billion out of fresh air and popped it into the banks for liquidity. And it's just, you're really having a bad time over there.
Yeah, all part of the worldwide system. I often wonder, you know, you get a new prime minister and even if they're only in for a week, they still get that mega pension when they finish the job. And for those of us who are awake, we know when people are put in key positions, they are told to do specific things. I often wonder whether all this, what she did was deliberate to destabilize the financial system, which is already done. She'll probably come back to that at a later date. Even if she got sacked now, she still achieved a lot of the things that they wanted to achieve. Let's see where the next fix is, but it doesn't matter which government gets in. It's all the same people at the top.
Of course, of course. And I don't even know. I mean, Jeremy Hunt has been brought into that position, that financial position. I don't know what title it is. Maybe somebody in the chat room can give me the title of that financial position. So he's came in, but then he also went to be prime minister. He went into the race to be prime minister. He didn't get there. I think at the first vault he got to, he was kicked out. But, I mean, so she's hired him as a competitor to her for her role. So obviously, you know, maybe she doesn't have... she didn't have her thinking cap on and when she hired him. But maybe there's nobody else to take the role or wanted to take the role anyway.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what the next decisions are. But for those of us who are awake, we know the petrol prices, the war in Ukraine, the energy situation, inflation, the food prices, everything is all part of the plan. It's coming to a culmination. We can't fix this system. Never. We will never fix this system. It's too corrupt. It worries me when it does collapse, and it will. Who comes in next? That's where the danger is.
Yeah, the title is Chancellor of the Exchequer, and I apologise for my ignorance, but I really don't have any interest in politics and what they do, in all honesty. I just know, you know, you hear in passing on the news that this is going on, but I really couldn't be bothered because, as Harry said, they're all the same. It doesn't matter who gets in, they're all the same. And whoever gets in will probably do the same thing, and they'll be told what to do by their masters, you know. And as you said, Harry, her job might have been to do exactly what happened, is to crash the system, crash the pound.
Well, Alan, maybe you and I should go up for it next and just wipe the slate clean.
Well, the trouble is, we'd be no good, Harry, because we'd actually do the right thing. And we do the right thing, and they don't want people doing the right thing. They want people doing the things that they want them to do to crash the system, because they don't want to fix the system. And even the politicians over here in Ireland, I have to laugh at people saying, oh, I'm going to go into politics and whatever it is to, I'm going to try and fix this, that and the other. It's institutionalized. You'll never change it because it's a party whip system. And if you don't vote the way they want you to vote, then you're going to get kicked out. And it's not meant to be fixed because they don't want to fix it. If anything, they want to destroy everything. And so even in the UK, Ireland, you know, same things there. But look, you know, there's a lot going on from outside of the political arena. And I do want to catch up with you, Harry, before we get into talking technology. How is everything from the COVID point of view? Tell us what's been going on with that and what your research and what you've been up to, you know, helping out with that. And what's the news on that? I'm sure you're probably speaking to
people. Well, we all know what they say is COVID does not exist. Absolutely does not exist. However, having said that, there does appear to be a genetically modified bacterium and some other technologies. We've looked at 12 different vaccine vials, and there are obviously some things in there which are very undesirable. But I believe there's one technology they wouldn't dare to give a reference number or a barcode in a vial. And some people think we shouldn't talk about this. We haven't completely proven what the technology is. We've looked at some of the things under a microscope, which has been in the rain. Now, there's a thing called blood rain, which has been sprayed on Sri Lanka a few years ago, Russia, parts of China. It was sprayed over the UK 4 weeks before COVID broke out. It was sprayed over the UK just before they said COVID had actually transmuted into something else. Transmuted isn't the right word. When they say it's not migrated, what's the word when it changes into?
Mutated.
Mutated, that's the one, top of the class, man. Mm. So I've seen under a microscope when I've got samples of this. Now, some people have actually seen it at the same time as me. When you go in the garden, if you had a silver dog bowl or something, it was blood red. Mm. So I was suspicious of this, and I made a video on it a few weeks after I took the sample. I saved the samples. I then opened them 2.5 years later and put them under a very expensive microscope and looked at what it was. And this thing freaked me out. Now, it could be totally natural. It could be something like an effervescent algae or something like this was suggested. We're going to send samples and have it professionally tested in a professional laboratory with other videos we've taken of it. But this thing turned blood brown on contact.
Wow.
And it had like large and smaller cells that looked like blood, and when we looked at them, they were like little embryos inside the larger cells. And then fingers, like single-cell lines, started growing out and living off the blood and going through the cells. We've got this on video. My opinion is when that went in the rain and in the water, it was meant to go to the whole of the population.
Wow.
And it's to me, it's a very, very advanced technology. And it grew in strands. And I wonder whether it's something similar that would block the blood vessels like we have on COVID, where people have had these strings inside the veins that they pull out. There's been loads of Stu Peters has had doctors on talking about it, scientists. If it's a deliberate technology designed to go in the body and control us as part of the genocide, I'm very worried about it.
Well, I've been told, Harry, that they will basically try everything because they know there's going to be a percentage of people who didn't get the jab, okay? We know, you know, it's nanotech going into people's spike protein and all that. And they knew that to be the percentage of people. So they literally are putting in everything else, food and water and everything else, to try and get this into everybody, basically.
Yeah. The amazing thing about this is it doesn't contain DNA, but it self-replicates.
Yeah.
I don't know anything that's natural that does that.
Is there anything that we can do from a blood point of view? I mean, can we put your blood under a microscope and confirm that whether somebody's been infected by it or not?
It's difficult. What we see under the microscope is that 5G and positive ions seriously affect the blood. The hemoglobin tends to lose its oxygen and the platelets go flat and all stick together in a real low, which is blood clotting. One of the counteractive things about that is taking negative ions, because positive ions are in everything. It's bad news, positive ions. If you increase your negative ions, that helps to stop the blood clots, because the blood cells become charged and buoyant, static. In a similar way, your hair sticks on end when your body's statically charged. Mm. The blood cells repel each other, so the blood clot disappears, and they happily go around doing the job what they should do.
And what about getting structured water? Because we know, obviously, that helps. We've talked about that, and I know you have the devices there. And the benefits of structured water. Is there any benefit of that at all if people take that?
Yes, absolutely. We've been looking at evidence that suggests 25 years ago water changed on the planet. The angle, I think it's 36 degrees, the angle of the two hydrogen molecules opened up, which meant water structure changed. I believe that the structured water actually closes the molecule down when it's used and vortexed with magnets like neodymium. Sorry, I've got a bit of running my throat. So we're coming back. I'll mention this briefly. I think I mentioned this before, Alan, but the pyramid shape, the angle of the pyramid shape, like under Giza, they found a lake under there with a ring of pyramids around it, unusually. Six pyramids, apparently. But the pyramid alters the structure of water when it's charged. So that's why there's eight pyramids on my water vortexer.
Okay, so a question for you regarding the structured water. You know, you sent me over the video, which is very good, about the person taking the structured water. Then 12 minutes later, they take a blood sample, put it on the microscope,
yes,
and they see the difference in the blood. Now, obviously, that was a benefit to people that had high blood pressure. And I actually got the blood pressure device and I did all that, which is great. What happens for people that have low blood pressure?
Well, I'm glad you've said that, because I met a gentleman called Ron, who met me at Heathrow Airport with a man, I believe to be a white hat from the Pentagon, which is Tim Corkin. And he said, look, can you help my friend out? And the doctor was there with us as well. And he started using my structured water. He had the kit off me. Now, that was Rod Stewart's manager for 20-odd years.
Okay.
So he's fairly well off. He runs charities and things like that in London. He's had heart and blood pressure problems for nearly 20 years. And the hospital have said there isn't a lot more we can do. You've tried all the drugs. You've tried everything. And he's got equipment in his house. He's got blood pressure equipment, oxygen, pulse rate, the viscosity of his blood, like the hemoglobin, free flowing, etc. And he started taking the water. And around about 3 to 4 days' time, he used his equipment and all the readings were all AWOL. He says, I've not had these readings ever. So he called an engineer out and says, check the calibration of my equipment, please. And he checked them. He says, listen, Ron, there's absolutely nothing wrong with your equipment. It is reading perfect. The calibration is spot on. He says, that can't be true. He says, because I've never had these readings in my life. So he goes to the hospital after waiting for an appointment, and they tested his blood, and they said to him, he's got the blood of an 18-year-old. Now, long story short, a week or two later, he stopped taking all his medication, and he's never taken it since. So, and this is 6 months ago.
Okay, so did he have low blood pressure or high blood pressure?
He had fluctuating blood pressure. It'd be very high, then it'd go very low. That's completely leveled out, and he's got perfect readings on blood pressure.
Okay, so are you saying that the structured water will actually balance your blood, regardless of whether it's high or low? It'll actually make it, like, I know it's, like, is it 120 over 80, which is the normal? So it'll actually level it out in some way, or if it's low, bring it up. If it's high, bring it down.
I believe so, because your heart's a vortex. Vortex are blood restructuring, water restructuring. And if you've got a faulty heart, drinking structured water actually assist the heart in a massive way. There's a video on YouTube saying it's called the helicoil heart, and that explains that when you become ill, instead of the heart sucks the blood around the body. As a muscle, it's impossible to create enough energy to pump the blood around every blood cell. And that's what they never understood about the heart. And in the end, it starts trying to act like a pump and compressing it instead of sucking it and spinning it. So that's when heart problem comes along. Your body's health suffers terribly where the blood's concerned. And it seems drinking the structured water and assisting the heart tends to reverse that, like it did with Ron. He's not the only one. His brother and a family member have exactly the same problem as him. And he says, try the structured water, and exactly the same thing happened to them as well. So it's not just a coincidence.
Yeah, no, and there's evidence, scientific evidence, to back this up and prove it. So, and the videos out there, there's videos out there with microscopes and what changes, the changes that happen in your blood after taking the structured water. So, but again, the medical profession won't tell you this because they like selling their tablets and all the pharmaceutical goods. And if you knew that drinking structured water would solve your problem rather than taking tablets, then obviously you'd do that. And then Big Pharma would get very upset over that. So,
yeah,
you know.
I had an amazing conversation. I was giving a talk at Glastonbury, and then I went back to my table showing people some of the products. And they were five deep around the table. A lady, a very famous lady, very rich from Germany, who lives in London, came specifically to see me, and she brought all the family with her. I was quite honoured. She'd heard about me, and she's got cancer. And there was a gentleman, so there was three of her daughters, a gentleman, and this lady. Something like the Vagbond family or something like that it was. I didn't recognise her name, to be honest with you, which she was a little bit disappointed about. So we went through what's wrong with her. I talked about water. We looked at her blood. She donated a sample of blood. I'm not a doctor. I'm not claiming to give medical advice or anything like that. Just get that clear.
Yeah.
So anyway, I made the statement. I said the industry of the NHS in cancer has 100% success rate at failing. And this chap, he stared at me and he says, are you neurotic? That's what he said to me. And I said, no, why? He says, well, I've come along. This is my mother-in-law. He says, I'm a cancer surgeon and I treat people with cancer. And he says, I have 100% success rate. Listen to this.
Okay.
I said, that's interesting. I thought, he's going to have both barrels off me in a minute. And I bade me time. And he's married to one of the daughters of this lady. Mm. So that's his mother-in-law. And I said, the reason you've got 100% success rate is this. You only treat patients that are still alive. When they become terminally ill, they are struck off your list and they go in a hospice and they're no longer your patient. So you've always got 100% success rate because you're only treating people who are still alive. And he looked at me like he could kill me.
Yeah.
And the three girls, the jaws dropped open in shock when I said that. And he didn't deny that that happens.
Plus the fact that, as you probably know, Harry, that what was happening when they were giving the people the chemo, they gave them a 5-year period for it to be cured. But they found out that people were dying around the just after the 4-year period. So what they did was it would come back and they'd die. The cancer would come back because it never totally gets rid of it. And then they changed the rule or the law or whatever the condition was to 4 years. So that means that they could say, oh, yeah, we'd get them chemo and they were cured and they'd been clear for 4 years, because on the fifth year, it would come back and they'd end up, you know, dying of the cancer. And I actually put up a video today. I actually posted that on Facebook, and there was a medical doctor on the video being interviewed. And he was talking about, you know, the cancer industry and about the money being made, you know. And it's just amazing how we've had a cure for cancer since the 1920s. We've had a few cures for cancer since the 1920s. Yeah. Royal Raymond Rife being, you know, the one that I would recommend people go and study and watch. But yeah, people still are convinced, you know, I mean, we're only allowed to either use radiation therapy or chemo and that's it.
Yeah. And the NHS has been there, 60 years? And I said to this doctor, what did everybody do before the NHS came along? I said, they had cures for cancer. Oregano oil. Inhaling oregano oil is a vapor from my vaporizer kit. I've had people who've had lung cancer. They don't have lung cancer now. The hospital has given the all clear.
You know,
because
what?
Oregano melts cancer cells, and that's the hardest one in the whole body to cure. But what's amazing, I said to this doctor, I said your hands are tied behind your back and your mouth's gagged with gaffer tape.
Yeah,
I said. And he stared at me and I says, you can't offer us. I said, name me one single natural cure that you can offer a patient. He says, well, we haven't got any. I said, exactly. That's my point. You don't have any natural cures. You only offer chemicals and drugs, so your hands are tied behind your back and your mouth's gagged because you can only offer what the Rothschilds bank that started off the medical industry wants you to sell.
Mm. You know what? I said to a chap, I was at a wedding recently, and I was talking to a chap who was using a vape machine. And I said to him about your vape and oregano oil. I told him the history and everything else. I said, look, if you're going to be vaping, then surely you should be vaping good stuff rather than the chemical stuff that you buy in the shop. Why not vape good stuff, which is good for you, rather than vape the chemicals? I mean, to me, it's a no-brainer.
Yeah, and it's not smoke. There's a massive difference between smoke, which is carcinogenic, because smoke burns it from a flame, so the burnt particulates, which then produce things like monoxide, carbon monoxide and others, whereas my vape kit only heats it and produces a steam mist. That's totally different. It doesn't damage the base material or the benefits from the oregano. By the way, the glycerin is also antifungal, which is what causes asthma and COPD. It's a fungal spore.
And this is what I was saying to him about the benefits. And I said, surely people out there who want to give up smoking and they go on the vape, surely you should be vaping good stuff like the oregano rather than the chemicals. So if anybody's listening to this show, and look, we can't promise anything. We're not medical doctors, right? But I can tell you now, if you're going to be vaping oregano rather than the chemicals, you got a better chance of clearing up the symptoms that you have, especially if you might. I mean, Harry will tell you, you know, people have come to him with asthma and they've had that clear up. I mean, you can go more into more detail about that, Harry.
Yeah, we had a caller and a person we interviewed on your show from Scotland who had my vape kit, and he never got back to me until he knew it worked, and it cured him.
Yeah.
And he had COPD from when he was 6 months old to 55 years old. Gasped for his breath for 55 years. And what was it, about a week? After 3 days, he started breathing properly. And after about a week, he felt massive benefits from it. Was it about 2 weeks? He got normal breathing back.
Well, I know Liam in Scotland, I sent him over a vape kit, and his family noticed the difference with him straight away with his breathing. And he's had that childhood, you know. So so there is benefits there. But just going back to the COVID thing, because I don't want to leave that out. Have people come to you and said, Harry, I got jabbed. I'm sorry I did. I want to get rid of it or remove it or whatever. I mean, people are concerned now because they're realizing, and I see it on Facebook all the time. There was a couple of posts there from people saying, to all the people who didn't get jabbed and were telling us not to get jabbed, we apologize. I apologize because I now realize I shouldn't have got jabbed, but you know, it was pressure and everything else.
Oh, man, I had a man knock at my door from Wensfield, which is only a mile away from me. He said, Harry, can you have a word with my family? He says, there's massive arguments going on. He says, we got three different families. He says, my two main families, me and my brother. My mother's living with him. All this, he says, they're ready to throw me out of the house with his wife, etc. So his wife's falling out with him. So anyway, about 3 months later, he knocks at my door. And he says, you won't believe what's happened. He says, they all decided to have the vaccine over a fortnight period. He says, and three family members are dead. Well, he says, and the rest are crapping themselves now. What a way to find out. Mm. Now, I'm not exaggerating this. One of the sons died, 32 years old, of blood clots, never been ill in his life. His mother died of blood clots. And his brother's daughter died of a mystery illness. And the common denominator was the vaccine.
Yeah, well, that's the elephant in the room. And they keep saying, I wonder why all these young people and these people are dying all of a sudden. Now, let me see what happened over the last 2 years. I don't know what that could be. And we all know the elephant in the room was the bloody vaccine, but they don't want to mention it or they don't want to admit to it. And it's just shocking the amount of people that are just falling over. And myocarditis, the increase of issues, the heart issues and all that stuff. It's just gone through the roof. The ambulances are up to the eyeballs because people are getting heart complaints and issues and breathing issues, respiratory issues and everything else. And, they're the doctors are kind of saying they're looking at everything else except the actual vaccine.
Well, I found out some fantastic research and testing. Just listen to this. I've come across a product called Methylene Blue. Now, Methylene Blue looks like ink. In fact, it can be used as ink. It was a dye that the Victorians invented. They took a particular salt and they put electrical current through it amongst other treatments, and it turns this beautiful teal blue, very concentrated, an incredible, very concentrated dye, and you can make it into a powder. But this is what they're using it for. It's on my website at onlyresultscamp.com. Look at methylene blue. It is mind-blowing. It's called methanonium chloride, synthetic compound from salt. Used as a nootropic to increase memory, mood, and longevity. But it starts to reverse cancer, Alzheimer's disease, dementia, autism, and a load of other things. And it stops COVID-19 effects and the damage that it does. Now, listen to this. It's made from a product or a salt called NAC, nacetylene. Nacetylene's been used for years. It boosts the glutathione in the body. Glutathione is quite low in people with cancer and immune deficiency problems. I know a DNA biologist used to give it in advanced cases of cancer, and she said it had amazing effects on the cancer. So methylene blue is actually made from nacetylene salt. How about that? So the nacetylene salt makes the methylene blue. Guess what methylene blue turns into when they reconvert it a third time?
Go on.
Ivermectin. I nearly fell off my flipping seat when I read that. That's incredible.
Very good. Yeah, and this is the whole idea about the ivermectin. I mean, they had the
hydrochloroquine.
Yeah,
Both the same. Now, I know ivermectin can be made from pine needle seeds, etc., because it has these surimin and shikimak, which has blocked the spike protein of the COVID-19. That's why it works. It's an incredible product. And while I'm talking about the spike protein, on the site, I also do natural distilled pressed fennel oil and lavender oil. That contains surimin and shikimak, which blocks the key. Now, the spike protein is like two pins, which is the key, and then it's got a receptor that it locks into. And that's how the spike protein, once it starts in your body, it starts spreading all around your body, causing horrific problems. And the fennel oil and the lavender oil has those two chemicals in which blocks the spike protein key. So simple, so cheap, very effective. And this is the beautiful thing about it. Instead of taking it through your digestive system like you would the pine needle tea, it still works, by the way, if you drink it, but I think it's more effective not to have it go through your acid and your stomach and your digestive system.
Yeah.
When we were born, Alan, we'd have the placenta and the umbilical cord. Now, the placenta and the umbilical cord have been totally discarded. That's gone. But your belly button's still there. And you know what? The filter system and the veins and the blood corpuscles are still behind the belly button and work perfect. So I've got a roller ball for the fennel oil and the lavender, and I always keep them separate. I don't like to mix them over a long time, so the potential of the two oils remains untouched. So you put the fennel oil on first, and you put the lavender oil on, and rub it in and around your belly button. You can actually go a little bit dizzy sometimes because it goes straight into your blood. But it's pure, unadulterated, gets filtered by your belly button and the blood vessels and seeps into the blood quite harmlessly and does the job. I think that's fantastic.
Okay, well, let me just go back to what I said there earlier. You know, we're talking about the nanotech that's installed with this. We're calling it a vaccine. We know it's not. It's gene therapy, it's mRNA, and there's nanotech with it. Does it remove it, or does it just nullify it or neutralize it and kill it? What does that actually do?
I don't think anybody's absolutely certain. Mm. We've got other products on the site for reversing vaccine damage, and up till now we've had pretty good success. For example, some vaccine damage is caused by graphene oxide and graphene hydroxide. That can be terrible. And I do believe that graphene oxide, when 5G comes out, it hasn't started. There's not a single phone in the UK that's got 5G in it. And yet they spent billions of pounds on 5G towers. Graphene starts to turn into a product called thermite, or acts like thermite, which means it goes red hot and expands. The graphene oxide it'll settle into your small blood vessels and stay there. The body cannot remove it on its own. It's the smallest single atom in the carbon family. It's one of the smallest atoms known to man. And it can be one layer thick, one atom thick. So imagine this now, Alan. The 5G frequency, which we've got 5G in the house, that's 5 gigahertz, I believe. Yes, gigahertz. The true 5G is 5 billion waves a second. Now, that's massive. How can you visualize 5 billion waves a second? But when it hits graphene oxide, it pops. And it'll pop your blood vessels, and it looks like you've got internal bleeding.
Yeah, well, I mean,
so imagine what they're going to say you've got. Yeah. I think this is coming towards 2025. They're going to say there's a pandemic of Ebola, which they've just announced is spreading through Africa today, by the way.
Yeah, I mentioned that actually last week on the show as well. You mentioned that. But just to clarify that, Harry, I know we say 5G. 5G is fifth generation. Normally the frequency is about 25, 30 gigahertz.
Yeah, sorry.
That's the level there. I know you meant that. It can get confusing at times, but you're right. So this graphene oxide sits in your bloodstream. being passively sitting there, and then as soon as they start activating the 5G and the frequencies start coming out, then you might end up with the initial video footage that we've seen with people from Wuhan where they just drop dead on the street.
There's loads more videos out. I saw them yesterday where people, even bus drivers, they like start looking around in circles and drop dead at the wheel.
Yeah, do you, I've seen videos during the week. This sort of thing is happening as well. And I don't know whether you've seen the video. These people start shooing away or hitting something away that seems to be attacking them. Now, yeah. They don't, no, there's nothing there. Well, nothing that we can see, right, as normal people. But you start waving at this thing as if something like a fly or a bird is trying to attack them. And they start hitting thin air, trying to hit this thing away from them. And then
yeah,
all
they
of a sudden
run away from it as well.
And yeah. Like, and then all of a sudden they just drop down on the ground and that's it.
Literally drop dead within a second, yeah.
I mean, this is just unbelievable of what's going on with this. With COVID, and
I reckon it's some kind of demonic interference with AI.
You know, I know that when this all started, and one of the people that got the vax at the very start, he was over in Spain, and he got the vaccine. And we know we're saying it, you know, vaccine, but we know it's not a vaccine. We got the jab, and he said that he felt disjointed or disconnected from source, from God. Mm. So it's obviously whatever it's doing in people. And, of course, some people will say, well, I'm fine, I'm okay. Maybe they're lucky and maybe they got the placebo. Because they are. This is a blind test to see, you know, what's going to happen. And
they couldn't give everybody a vaccine from day one because it would be obvious that everybody got ill from it.
Yeah, exactly. They'd be all dropping. Yeah. They'd be all dropping. That's the whole idea. And that nurse over in Lithuania or one of these Eastern European countries came out and said that there was three different vials. One was the placebo, one was the vaccine, and one was the vaccine plus an added extra. And obviously, depending on what you get, the number was on the vial. And yeah. Depending on whether which vial you got will depend on whether you got the placebo or not, or you know what version. And the fact that the UK government are actually now paying people £120 sterling, £120,000 sterling for vaccine damage. I mean, that's an admission that it's just something wrong with it.
Yeah. Interestingly, graphene hydroxide can reassemble around your DNA. And they've said that they can program it. I've been looking at Manchester University. They've done extensive tests and experiments with graphene and graphene hydroxide. And it can be programmed. That means AI inclusive.
Okay, Harry. Well, listen, what I did was I downloaded this Bluetooth app, which apparently can scan from MAC addresses. Now, I know MAC addresses are also in other technologies like phones and printers and all that stuff. I'm an IT guy. I know that. But when you're in a location that there's really none of them devices around in the middle of nowhere and you're getting a list of MAC addresses and the only things that are there are people, and you're getting all these MAC addresses, you have to kind of scratch your head and ask the question. Now, it's a free app that you can download from the Google store. And it's just...
Yeah, it's dozens and dozens of them up. Like, there isn't enough equipment, you know, to show them many.
Yeah, exactly, so, yeah, exactly.
Suggesting it's inside people.
Well, if you're, you know, like I was in a rehearsal studio with my band, a couple of weeks ago, I was away, getting away from everything and just grounding, and it was just good to go in the studio and have a jam with the band. And that this is in the middle of nowhere, this studio. And I look on my phone and I'm getting about, you know, 10 or 11 MAC addresses. Now, there's only five of us in the band. And if we say there's four phones with the guys that are there, well, that's four MAC addresses. And what's the other MAC addresses? You know, so I'm trying to work out logically what the other MAC addresses are. Now, there could be a Bluetooth headset, okay, you know, because it does come up and show you a headset if it's a headset. So it doesn't just show a MAC address. It'll actually say, well, that's a phone and that's a... But there's MAC addresses that it comes up and it doesn't show what it is at all.
Anonymous, yeah. You know, I've seen videos where people have got scanners and it's a directional scanner and it points at people's heads where the 4G is coming from. figure that one out.
From their head?
The 4G's emitting from people's bodies, especially the head.
So when we're looking for a hotspot for a wireless connection, we can stand beside somebody and get a connection to the internet.
Well, apparently it appears that that might be the case. They've already said they can connect to your brain.
Yeah, well,
there's a video on my website where they can upload videos to your brain and download them again, and you don't even know they've done it. That's on my website.
It's like Johnny Mnemonic, isn't it, where they can load the data, and he actually is the courier of data. It's getting frightening now there. You know,
yeah, it's the Matrix come true.
Yeah, it's the internet of everything. This is what you want to do. And, you know, the plan of attack is that you'll have the internet on your fridge, and they'll be able to scan the contents of your fridge, and then they'll be able to dictate to you how many eggs that you can have, so they can ration your eggs. Like the smart meters, they'll go, oh, you're using too much power with your smart meter. We'll have to drop that power down a little bit. I mean, seriously, they are trying to control everything, and they're using a mesh network. So not only will you have, if you have a smart meter installed, but they'll actually be able to send data through your meter to the next meter, to the next meter, to the transmission tower to send that data.
Well, I often wondered, why did they get the 2 meter rule?
Well, 6 foot down.
Well, I'm on about people's brains connecting to people's brains in a queue. If you stand closer than 2 meters, does the connection take place? You didn't want that to happen over certain periods of time.
Yeah, yeah.
To try and keep people away from each other, because this is what the video suggests, that a human brain can transmit to another human brain. So you don't need cell phone towers to send an instruction out. You send it out to one or two people, and that spreads it from person to person.
Yeah.
That's horrific. The thought of that is disgusting.
Well, here's the issue with the smart meters that people are now having installed in the house, right? If they're using the smart meters to transfer data from one smart meter to another, to another, to a tower to receive the data, then your smart meter is acting as a data transfer switch, right? Now, what's the legal implications of you having data that's not yours on the GDPR rules on your smart meter, or using your smart meter as a transfer mechanism for data when it's GDPR? It's private data. That could be your neighbors. So if your neighbor's too far away from the tower, they'll bounce the data to your house and then yours to the next door neighbor and then onto the tower. But that has so many implications regarding data privacy.
I know people who've got a smart fridge and a smart can do the same thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. So that, and this is the
whole
idea.
We've got Wi-Fi.
You know, I'm so kind of focused in my house anyway when it comes to the wireless technology. You know, everything's hardwired for starters. You know, because I don't really want to go down that route. Now, I did say to people that obviously I have a son. He needs to speak to his girlfriend and his mates on WhatsApp and all that kind of stuff. But so I did a compromise and I said, right, I'm going to put this little router right in the corner, in the corner of the house. And the power in it is only enough that you have to be literally sitting on top of it to use it. Otherwise, you can't use it at all. That's the compromise, and he accepted that, so that's fine. Otherwise, everything else is hardwired because I just... You know, I am very concerned with all this wireless technology that's all around us. And that's not good. It's not a good...
There are a few answers. NAC, acetylene, you can take that. It's been used for years by people for numerous ailments. It dissolves. It oxidizes graphene and graphene oxide inside your body. But that's one way of getting it out of your body. The other is the nanoclay. We're going to do kits where it includes all the products to reverse it and fix it. That's on onlyresultscount.com. So you've got the NAC, the nanoclay, and the metal in blue. We're fantastic together, and amongst other things we'll be doing. But I've got access to plans for an EMP. Mm. This is serious stuff. I've actually... put together. You remember the old cameras with the flash that you just go pop,
yeah,
and you take a photo and it flashed.
Yeah,
okay. You disassemble that And instead of the bulb that pops and flashes, you make a coil with a little dish on it. That's an EMP. And when you've connected it, connected the connectors of the bulb to the coil with a dish on it, that will blow a mobile phone or a calculator.
Yeah, I'd seen something like that before. These disposable cameras, they have some electronics in them, and they can be used for doing all kinds of stuff. And that was
so you can imagine if you scale that up. Mm. I've seen this in the video where it says they were picking up 4G from people's heads.
Yeah.
They used the type of EMP and they fired it. It's got to be done by somebody professional who knows what they're doing.
Mm.
And after that, there's no 4G being transmitted.
Yeah, see.
So he pops it.
Yeah.
And that happened every time, by the way, on people that had that idiosyncrasy of 4G being emitted.
Yeah, see, I got asked this before by somebody who was a TI, a targeted individual that had microchips in them. And they asked me, is there any way that we can actually destroy the chip? Because they obviously couldn't get it removed to go into a hospital. And I said, well, you could be asking for trouble by doing that. You could destroy, you need a way to EMP the chip, but, you know, so it's still there and it's not moving around the body. But at the same time, you've just destroyed the electronics. But now, I mean, that was a few years ago, but now with the advent of nanotech, I remember speaking to Walter Graham and Walter saying they've got injections now with nanotech. They don't even have to go down the little chip route anymore in your body. They can just give you an injection and the nanotech is there. So this is how advanced they're getting. So even the training that I did regarding scanning people for microchips, I mean, that's probably gone by the wayside now because it's all small nanotech.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay. These are scaled up. Mm. I'll only touch on this lightly. When these are scaled up, obviously, these fry chips and circuit boards. Mm. And the 5G boxes, we would never recommend anybody knocking one of them out. So, that's all I'll say.
So just say that again, Harry.
If an EMP is scaled up, which I've got plans for, it's a bank of capacitors with a battery, an dish on the front. We can have them and use them for testing. The Faraday cages for around computers.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
That can be useful.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, there's no Faraday cage around it. It blows the whole circuit board and the chips and everything, so it renders it useless. Pops it.
Yeah, no, that's without going into detail, that would be something to look into. Maybe there's a benefit with that. I just want to say to people on the chat room, if you have a question for Harry, if you put the letter Q or question at the start so we can see that it's a question, I will pick it up and I will ask Harry your question. I've got a couple of questions here, Harry, and we'll start off with them. And Joan wants to know, Harry, does Harry think the push to use plant-based foods, which we haven't talked about, which we'll get into, is the road to get more people ill and die?
There are benefits to plant-based food, but it depends what's in it. If it's genetically modified and they are self-replicating cells that they've induced, then, yeah, lethal food, absolutely lethal.
Yeah.
It's not one of my subjects, so I'm not, you know, fully up to date with it all. Probably next year I'll look into it because it's becoming more popular.
Yeah, I've seen it in the local supermarket being for sale. And I also seen a video during the week of them 3D printing meat. They were 3D, like a 3D printer printing meat. And I just thought, you know, but it's not meat. That's the thing. It's a concoction made up of something that, you know, supposed to look like meat.
It may as well be painted.
Yeah. You know,
which is what it is.
I have to question now the movie Silent Green, which came out in 1979 with Charlton Heston. And it was based in the year 2022, funny enough, exactly the year we're in. And that's basically what Silent Green was all about, a shortage of food. And they start using up I won't spoil the plot if you haven't seen it, but they start using up other things to put in the food so people could feed. But it was, there was rationing going on and everything else, you know? So if you haven't seen the movie Silent Green, 1979, have a look at it. You'll get an idea what we're talking about. Right. Question.
One thing while you're on, Alan. This is an apology to some of my customers, because sometimes we've been waiting weeks and weeks for orders to go out. We've been so busy with orders coming in, fourfold, fivefold increase, you know, in demand for products. On top of that, you put in things like rail strikes, shipping strikes, aircraft problems, problems in China with our shipping companies, and postal strikes. That's not an excuse, by the way, but it hasn't helped. What we have done, because if there's people listening or will listen to this later, I've taken it very serious, so big apologies for delays on orders. So we brought in people who've professionally done packing and shipping as a business, and that's where all the stocks are now. They're going through every single order, including orders for Australia, USA, so everything's brought up to date ASAP. So I'm very conscious of it. I feel very guilty when orders are late, because people deserve better service than that. But it's through mostly no fault of my own. It's just circumstantial. But orders are now getting shipped out a lot faster, and back orders are being packed and shipped out as well as I speak. So just to put people's mind at ease.
Okay, so if they need to contact you for querying their order and stuff like that, do you want to give out an email so they can contact you?
Yes, you can do, but I'll pass that email on to the shipping people and they will get it. They can email me at ipihroads@hotmail.com. That's IPIHroads, Rhodes spelt R-H-O-D-E-S, as in the island. So it's IPIHroads@hotmail.com. And you'll get a reply from the people who are doing their orders. There's been no change in the state of the business or anything like that. It's got nothing to do with that. We've been very successful at what we're doing. It's just the sheer demand of the volume. But it's being done, which is great. We've been spending a week moving stocks, getting all the orders up to date and everything, and that's being done professionally with separate arrangements with people who do the processing for the orders.
Okay, well, that's fair play. It's good to, you know, put it out there, Harry. So fair
just being honest with people, it's the least I can say, really.
Yeah, no, that's fair enough, and it's good that you've actually said that on the show, just to let people know. Okay, another question for you here from Joan, and she wants to know, does Harry have any suggestions for a person that has been told they have a build-up of calcium in the head?
Calcium, I believe, gets built up in the head, anywhere in the body. If you live in a high calcium water, a hard water area, the unusual thing is that when you boil the water, it then resuspends the calcium, and when the water cools, the calcium comes out of it. So you're drinking things like hot tea and coffee, and then when it's in your body and cools down, the calcium leaches out of it. One of the few things I found helps with that is drinking distilled water. Now, I know people go, you say you shouldn't drink distilled water, it's no good for you. That's BS, for starters. I believe distilled water even pulls fluoride out your bones. Your body will only release what it wants to release. So drinking distilled water will help to reduce that calcium condition and help it to dissolve back into the distilled water in your body and back out, because your body wants to get rid of it.
Why are they saying distilled water is bad for you?
Because people say there's no vitamins, there's no minerals or anything. Well, distilled water is at its memory wiped clean, for starters.
Yeah.
By the way, I'm saying I do distillers for the UK only. Distilled water has no graphene in it, graphene hydroxide. There's no filter can remove graphene at all. Now, back in February, they were spraying it, Alan, over the UK. The BBC were posting. They said, oh, spooky clouds not seen for 5 years. Well, that's the last time they sprayed graphene as a test.
Yeah.
They look like metallic paint. And they're spraying it more and more and more. So it goes in the rainwater and into the reservoir and in your tap water. No filter known to man can remove graphene. It's so small. I believe this distiller will remove most of it. So that's one thing. Secondly, London sewage water has now been reprocessed and put in the tap water. And people say it tastes disgusting. So that's another reason for using a distiller. Then use a restructuring device, which is what I have on the website, and then you can put negative ions in it. So the vortex with the magnets and the pyramids will restructure it, and then you can add negative ions in it, which then protects the body from positive ions, which destroys negative ions. You think, well, so what? Well, actually, that's what causes blood clots, and that reverses it. We put people's blood on a microscope, and you'd be amazed. 99% of all people I meet have got problems with blood clots. That's because we're sitting in Wi-Fi, hotspots, TVs, cell phones, mobile phones, all positive ions that strip your body of negative ions and causes blood clots.
Yeah.
Literally drinking millions of negative ions, then recharges the negative ions through your blood. And the video, that's the video we saw last time, Alan.
Yeah.
And it works.
Yeah, there's so much that, you know, all this needs to be addressed and needs to be sorted and dealt with. Thank you. Cup of tea come in there. Now, another question for you. I do want to get into the healing side of the device that you mentioned, but I want to get through the questions as well. CXZO wants to know, any action with the cloud busting?
I'll be straight with this. Earlier on this year, they forecast the country's going to have catastrophic droughts. That's what they said. Possibly through till October. Without getting into too much detail, we've got equipments like what they call the Spider, Trevor James Constable. Look at Trevor James Constable on weather geoengineering and rainmaking. Incredible. That's the technology we've got. We've got etheric capacitor cannons and translators. Look those up on YouTube. You can see some videos. Minor secret. But if the people we trust, I can send them the videos. They can see how they work. So we decided, well, no, we're not going to have a drought this year. So we deployed as a team. There's certain ways that you deploy these for making rains. And they bring rains in from thousands of miles. I'm not joking. When people's eyes hit the ceiling, they go, yeah, right. It's a fact, because we've got a team of people that know we do it, we can do it, and we do it.
Well,
what happened to the drought, Alan? We've had rain, sunshine, blue skies, rain, sunshine, blue skies, beautiful cumulus clouds, and that's what we've had since we deployed for rains. You don't hear the drought now.
Well, I can confirm that, Harry, because I'm in your team, and I see your team talking. They're very active, and they do an awful lot of talking about things that are going on, and you give out the coordinates and stuff like that. And obviously, I got a translator off you as well. And I have used the translator sparingly, but I've used it two or three times, and it has done what it's supposed to do.
The latest one, by the way, we're bringing warm air from Africa, because what they're trying to do, they want to freeze us out and drop the grid.
Yeah.
Well, good luck with that one.
Well,
people can look on the live weather now and look at the weather forecast. We're going to have warm temperatures coming in the next few days.
Well, I'll say one thing, Harry. I do get emails off people who are saying, oh, I want to contact Harry. I want to get a translator off him. And I say to him, no, Harry is very, very specific who, number one, joins the group, and number two, gets a translator, because you have to have a level of responsibility. You can't just give them out. And I think, would that be fair?
Massive. It means massive communication and nobody going AWOL.
Yeah, exactly.
Imagine this now. We've got a drought. We had a drought down the southeast. and they were farmers were desperately asking us. It was on the news. The worst place in the country for the drought was the southeast, and farmers could possibly go bankrupt. So imagine somebody having a cannon there going, oh, I'm deploying for sunshine. I want more sun. And this farmer's desperate for rain. So we've got somebody down there deploying for rain and somebody deploying for sun. That doesn't work. Mm-hmm. So it's got to be synchronicity as a team. Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely.
And that is what we do. We've stuck to that. And it's worked brilliant.
No, definitely. And look, I love good weather and I love the sun, but I wouldn't even attempt to turn around and do something like that out of selfishness and it just to, you know, doesn't, I wouldn't do that because I know you have to work as the team and you're doing a lot of work to stop the HAARP technology from them changing the actual Gulf Stream and all that stuff. I mean, there's a lot going on, I know, there with your team. So,
yeah,
that'd be the last thing I'd do. Okay, so let me see. Next question I have is, again, CXZR wants to know, can you envision a time when we, the people, have control of technology development?
I work with Professor Michael Clark. We are building things like 6 kilowatt generators of electricity. And within a reasonably short period of time, I believe you'll be able to unplug from the grid and have your own electricity. That's one thing. Mm. I did mention before, there's things like a plasmatron, which was developed by the professor, and he took it to Volkswagen Audi, and their jaws dropped when they saw it, because you just take the catalytic converter off and fit this. It costs about £400, probably cheaper than the catalytic converter, in fact. And it runs on just 70 watts at 12 volts. And it produces a plasma field, and you get almost zero emissions from the exhaust. That means every petrol and diesel car can stay on the road with almost zero emissions. But they don't want anybody to know about that.
Yeah.
So it's a very dangerous time, actually.
Yeah, well, see, they're getting more desperate, as you know, Harry. You can see it, what's going on, the media and everything else. They're trying to restrict freedom of speech and all this kind of woke stuff that's happening as well. And that's when you know people are getting desperate, when they try and bring in the laws time and time again to restrict people's rights. And that's what they're trying to do in the UK, in Ireland and across the world and other countries as well, because they're on their last legs. They're desperate. They don't know what they're doing. They're trying everything to try and, you know, bring in their system, and it's just not working, and they're pulling the hair out. And this is what we're seeing. It's the end of the cabal. I mean, they're so arrogant, though, and their attitude is, well, if we're not going to have it, you're not going to have it. So that's the only thing. Now, I know there's a lot of talk out there regarding nukes and everything else. I just don't see it happening. I'm very kind of laid back and relaxed about all of that. I'm just so...
There are other technologies. Sorry to interrupt, case I forget. Tell people to get a book called The Tesla Trinity. And Tesla made a statement. He says if anybody can work out the frequencies and the process of the Tesla Trinity, it can be used to kill 1 billion people, or it can be used to protect 1 billion people. I believe I know how to make that. And there is an enhancement for protection of people. I believe it can create what they call the plasma bubble, that nothing can pass through. Mm. That's one thing. And it's 3 tubes, 3 accelerators, particle accelerators, and a plasma field. That's all I'm going to say about it.
Well, I
know. Because that's in the book. That's what they say, but it doesn't go into detail on how it's made.
Well, I know Tesla said that his idea was to build a death ray, but to give all the countries a version of it so that nobody wins. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, it's like now with the threats of the nukes. I mean, nobody wins. Nobody wins. Even if somebody does end up, if America nukes Russia or Russia nukes America, whatever, there's still no winners because everybody's going to suffer eventually. From the aftermath. But I just can't see it happening. I just cannot see it happening. I'm pretty laid back and confident that that's not going to happen. It's all media. It's all hype. It's all BS to get people on the emotional roller coaster. So you get all upset and you get annoyed and angry and all that. Don't buy into all that rubbish. You know, take it easy. Have a chill pill and relax. Okay, now, I do want to talk about this healing technology. Now, what I did ask you originally during the week was, and because this subject came up, about the little black box that I originally got off you, and thanks for the black box that you sent over, and I have it here. But it's not on your website anymore, and you mentioned that you had another device now, which is obviously better.
Yeah, we've just spent £62,000 upgrading that. It's a small handheld device, and it's called an Ioni. It's actually cheaper than the original black box, and the professor developed it. We did tests on frequencies. Amazing piece of kit. It's got preset frequencies, four of them, so you don't have to keep programming frequencies in it, like the black box. So, for example, Arthur Hertz is one that actually, and these are spasmodic algorithms, so that the frequency bounces naturally, all based on the Schumann resonance. That's one thing I'll say. So the half hertz one is a random frequency movement. Our cells have two apertures, one for emitting toxins and one for accepting proteins, minerals and vitamins, etc. And one of the bad things about things like the wrong frequencies or toxins, these almost close up, so the cell chokes to death almost. So that frequency opens those apertures so the cell can breathe and get rid of toxins and emits what it doesn't want and take in what it requires to stay healthy. So that's one thing. That's just one of the frequencies. the others, Eddie Hall, the world's strongest man, look him up. In 2016, the professor met him. And he said to the professor, he says, I'm struggling to get past the red line that I need to actually be as fit as I want to be or possibly get. And so the professor gave him one of these and he used it. And it was the next year he became the world's strongest man, Eddie Hall, amazing guy. And you could physically see how his muscles were so healthy. His strength came on in leaps and bounds, his body health went up, and he was phenomenally fit. Now, we're not saying people use that, you know, to be unusually powerful and strong, which you can do, but to enhance the body, especially if you want to train out, it's a great piece of kit. We had racehorses in Saudi Arabia that were broken bones. And they were considering that these would never race again or even be put down. And the professor flew over there and he took this equipment and each horse had one or two of them around the horse where the broken bones were. And every single one of them had accelerated healing and went back to racing. And this happened, the same thing happened to a silver medalist pole vaulter who broke a bone and she got accelerated healing. The x-rays showed that the netting was taking place at a faster rate. so that's based on the Schumann resonance.
Okay.
So that's a great piece of kit.
Okay, so this is available on your website at the moment, is it?
Yes. It directs you, it gives you the information on where you pay. You don't pay me. It goes through to the professor's details.
Okay, so you mentioned the broken bones, but is there other areas that it can deal with? What about viruses or fibromyalgia or all that kind of stuff?
Yes, we're even looking at cancer on the mitochondria as well. So it destroys viruses and takes apart the ability for it to replicate. But the professor's more up to date on this. He can be contacted.
Okay, would the professor do an interview?
Yes, I'm sure he would. He'd love to.
Because if you could come on and do the interview and get it from the horse's mouth, I'm sure you don't mind me saying that, and have him come on and tell us.
Absolutely. Yeah, he's an incredible character to speak to.
Brilliant.
Fascinating.
That would be great, because I'm sure the listeners would love to, you know, obviously get his knowledge of that and go into more detail, because with the amount of people who are unwell, I mean, we can treat a lot with the, you know, structured water and all that kind of stuff, and we and the vape is great for if you have, you know, issues with your breathing and stuff like that.
Well, we are three. We've got our own business as well, like I've got onlyresultscount.com. But we're three equal partners as well. We've been looking at different things. He invented water called HOCl, which I do on the website. That's going to be expanded with different ways of applying it. It's 200 times more effective than bleach. And you can wash your eyes with it. And you can drink it. It's incredible.
What's the pH of it?
Not certain on that, but I can get back to you. The professor will explain that to you in his interview with you if he comes on.
Yeah, that'd be great, because obviously people are having water like that. Sounds great. It sounds to me like it's a high pH, and obviously you have to be careful, because too much high of the alkalinity in water is also bad for you as well, as you know. So we have to be careful.
I don't think it's that bad, because you wouldn't recommend it be drunk. Internally.
Yeah, exactly. So it would be probably about the max, about 8.5, you know. And even
it's made with a special salt, and it has like 1300 volts through it and 30 amps.
Yeah.
And it charges it and converts it, so no virus or bad bacteria can live in it, and yet it doesn't affect the body. It's quite amazing.
Well, that's brilliant.
You can use it in washing fruits, so strawberries don't go off. And things like air conditioning systems, so there's no problem with it.
That's
And worktops, it's been recommended by the guy from the Pentagon for the military to use during operations and cleaning up floors and work surfaces.
And tell me something, have you seen an influx of people being contacting you, being ill, or issues with health because of everything that's going on at the moment?
Massively. Absolutely massively, Alan. Do you know what the worst one is?
Go on.
People who've had two or three vaccines, they've never had cancer in their life, and within 12 to 14 weeks, they have advanced stages of cancer.
Well, let
me... I find that impossible. I've got dozens of them contacting me in tears at the wit's end. What do they do?
Yeah, well, let me add to this. I met somebody during the week. There's a local shop I go into, and the guy in the shop, I hadn't seen him for a while. And I met him during the week, and I said, I said, hello, I haven't seen you for a while, you know, what's up? And he said that basically, now this guy is a martial artist, he'd never smoked in his life, he eats fairly okay, he said he had the odd chocolate bar, but that's it, and he was diagnosed with bladder cancer. And obviously, he went in and the doctor said they're going to operate and obviously see what they can do. But you could tell by his face, the shock on his face, he said, your life changes. As soon as you hear them words, your life changes and you realize that, he's very kind of work orientated person, you know, very focused on that. He said, that's all changed now. He said, I'm not really worried about it. He said, it changes your life. But the first thing I thought was, and I would tell you now, he would have been vaccinated. He would one of these people that would have been in the queue to get vaccinated. And there has been a massive increase in people being diagnosed with cancer since the vaccination as well.
Yeah.
And that's a concern.
The common denominator of everybody that's come to me with cancer recently is the vaccine.
Well, it's just
not good.
No, it's definitely not good. And so even though they show people on video shaking and all that kind of stuff because of the side effects of the vaccine, technically if it's worse than that, what's more worse than death? But obviously with the blood clots in the Undertakers and all that, but people being diagnosed with other medical issues because of it has been triggered. And it's just unreal, you know, just unreal. I'm going to have a question here for you, Harry, from Bluebell. And she says, question, my husband and I do a long walk every evening. And for a while, he couldn't do it because he had problems breathing. That's more common in a lot of people. And I have a family member that suffers from that as well. He had problems breathing and the doctor gave him inhaler and it went now. I have the same problem. What do you think? Now, this an inhaler was also diagnosed for a family member of mine who's suffering from the same problem. Now, they said they had this problem before they got vaccinated. But does that mean that the vaccine has enhanced a problem that was there that they didn't have to, they weren't concerned about? Basically, even if they get up and do a bit of ironing, they're out of breath.
Well, sadly, one of the things that happens when you start to get blood clots is you lose your breath because the oxygen can't get down the body properly. Oh, and that affects your oxygen levels massively, which makes you short of breath.
Oh, that's interesting. I didn't know that now, but, Harry.
Yeah. And that, what they call long COVID, is where you feel totally exhausted and can hardly... We've got a shop in Longton, right? It's 21 Market Street, Longton, Stoke-on-Trent. And people can come in there and give us a sample of your blood. We'll show you on the screen what your blood does. And then we'll give you the structured water and show you the changes in it. And you can look at the Ioni as well. But the point I'm saying about people with a shorter breath, we've had people literally walking in the shop. And this guy says, I've trained out all my life. I go cycling. He says, and recently I get out of breath just walking 20 feet. He says, and I used to be dead fit. So people are not just getting a bit short of breath. They're coming where they can't run anymore. And if they walk too fast, they start panting. And this is very, very common. These are people who are not awake, Alan.
Yeah, no, you're
right. These are people who've heard about our shop and walk in. Mm. And some of them wake up on the spot when we show them what's happened to the blood.
Yeah, you're right there, Harry. I mean, I'm kind of concerned because, as I say, a family member is, as I say, all they do is a bit of ironing or a bit of tidying up around the house and all of a sudden they can't breathe. And I didn't know that that was in relation to blood clots. But if you think about it, your blood carries your oxygen around your body. And obviously, if you have a clot somewhere or there's a blockage somewhere because of a potential clot, then obviously that's going to restrict the oxygen and obviously affect your breathing.
Well, the daft thing is the body that needs to pump the blood around the body needs oxygen. Mm. And that gets starved of oxygen. That's what a heart attack is, actually.
Right, okay. So if somebody is suffering from that but hasn't been vaxxed, what would you say to them?
If it's progressive, see, there's a number of causes. It can be bad diet. It can be they've never done exercise properly. Some of it's just common sense.
I'd make a suggestion here. Sorry, just jumping in there, Harry. For the people who are suffering from that and not jabbed, my first protocol I think you should do is go on structured water. You know, get that, you know, analysed.
That will help massively. And use the ionised water, which is the negative ion charger. I do what they call a twin kit. It includes a vortexer. if you use distilled water will not let electricity pass through it. So if you put a Chinese little speck of borax in it, it's the best dielectric salt you can put in water. That means the next stage, which is putting negative ions in it, will charge and it'll allow extra negative ions to go into it. So that's a great way of treating your blood, getting your energy back and getting rid of blood clots.
Okay, so would the structured water on its own do the job, or you're saying do the distilled with the borax?
Well, the structured water is partly charged because it's got a coil in which rotates in the magnetic neodymiums.
Yeah.
That creates electrical charge. So the water is slightly charged, but what you need are negative ions to do it thoroughly and properly. The best way to do it is to structure your water and then put it in the negative ionizer. It only takes 3 minutes.
You know what? I think that's great. But you know what, Harry? The problem is with people who are inside the matrix, they won't believe it. And they'll just say, oh, no, I won't do that because the doctor said don't do it. Or I'll rely on the doctors or I'll take this tablet.
Yeah.
So,
well, there's no doctor that should say that, because even the doctor in the laboratory, I've got a video up there that shows when you drink structured water, how it affects the blood, hemoglobin, puts the oxygen in. So that's from science itself.
Yeah. Is it worthwhile these people getting a blood test? Maybe getting a blood test. It's £20 for a blood test. That's the last cost I was given. So if you went in and got a blood test and they checked your blood, and then maybe 2 weeks later, after being on a course of structured water or with the distilled water with the borax, and then got your blood tested again to see what the difference was.
I've done it all the time. We've had people come in the shop and said, I've been on your structured water now for like 4 months and I've never had my blood tested. And we've looked at the blood and it's fantastic. And this lady was 70 years old.
Yeah.
She came from Stone Staffs, came up to Stoke-on-Trent in the shop. And, her blood was brilliant. superb, in fact, because each hemoglobin was round like a football and bouncing. Now, for a 70-year-old to have blood that healthy, that's quite amazing. And I've seen a Russian report by a Russian scientist that if you constantly take negative ionized water, it actually makes a permanent change to the way the body reacts with your blood. How it works, I don't know, but they did long-term tests on it, and they found out that there's a structural change to your blood that the body does because you've got negative ions constantly being put into your blood.
You know,
although that was fascinating. So there's long-term benefits that change the body as well.
I know you do the actual device to do the structured water. You sell it on your website, which is great. But I was just wondering, and I mentioned it before when I was talking to you, have you got around to looking at doing a 5-litre version? Because obviously, you know, the cup size that you supply is basically for somebody who just wants to go in a cup of structured water or a glass of structured water. But if you could do a 5-litre version, that would be fantastic. And then you just,
the latest Vortex has got 5 magnets on, and the magnets are closer to the coil. And it's got a switch on that switches itself off at 30 seconds. That's a new product that's going to come out.
Okay.
So you can do 500 mil to 700 mil within 30 seconds. So in 2 minutes, you can get virtually 2 litres.
Brilliant stuff. Okay, and people, we'll get all Harry's details at the end if you want to go down that road. On the actual chat room said, my brother was very fit and every Saturday and Sunday went cycling all over the country, never sick, went and got the vaccine after I begged him not to. Now he has a tumour on his kidney and cancer in his lungs. So sad.
Right, he wants micellized oregano oil, methylene blue, and NAC.
Well, again, that's fantastic.
Them but, three are on the website.
But he would probably call you a conspiracy theorist and a nutcase. This is the problem with people. It's like when Ricky Simpson was doing his oil, his cannabis oil, and they were going up to people and they said, look, we have this cannabis oil. Do you want to try it? It's known to actually put cancer into remission. And people are going, oh, no, I'm not going to touch that stuff. And Ricky said, they're not desperate enough. When people are desperate enough and the Grim Reaper is knocking on the door, obviously sometimes they change their mind, but sometimes they don't. And they actually die like that. Die of ignorance and not wanting to try something because, you know, and they've nothing to lose if they're being diagnosed with cancer and, you know. So I don't know. I mean, I think it's great, Harry, that you have all this gear that's there. But, you know, again, you can bring a horse to water, you know, the usual excuse.
Well, you know, they say you can't cure stupid.
There's no
antidote to stupidity. It's like saying to somebody, if you get across a railway track and they say there's a train coming, they'll go, well, I'll find out.
You know, but you know what? Harry Liam said he tried to talk to him, but he told him to get lost. Yeah, basically, you know. A lot of people have used the cannabis oil. I know some people have a different opinion on it, but they have used the cannabis oil because of THC and cannabis oil. But as I said at the start of the show, there are multiple ways to treat certain symptoms, especially cancer. There's not just one. You know, there's a lot of treatments out there. You know, the right frequencies and frequency machines out there and everything else. And you have to go with what you're happy to use and what works for you, because what might work for some people might work for others. So I just want to make a point of that there's loads of treatments out there, not just one. And Harry has a host of products that available on his website there. And this is not like a PR and promo. It's just that Harry puts, you know, so much effort and work and research into all of these because he wants to help humanity. That's what I read out in his bio. He just wants to help people. And this is...
I was quite a few thousand, I mean a lot of thousand pounds down originally when I started this. I still haven't barely recovered. Most of my products are half the price of a prescription, which is ridiculous.
Yeah, I will say that your prices are very competitive, and they are very good because I have bought, I've the Kaja mushrooms, I still have superfood, brilliant, you know, and there's a few of the bits and pieces I've got off Harry over the years I've known him, and it's always been super stuff there.
One of the most successful ones is magnesium oxide, 99.8% pure. It completely cleans the whole digestive system out from one end to the other.
You know what, Harry? Do you do tutorial videos on the products that you sell? Because the one thing is, a lot of the time, people, I know you're selling the product, but a lot of people are not familiar with it, what it does and how to do it and how to use it.
By relieving myself of doing the packing and the shipping, there'll be lots more videos and new products coming out. Lots of new products. So with video instructions and tutorials. So that's going to be amazing. It's going to rock it.
Yeah.
The results that people will get will be more improved. And you're right. What's more important as well is teach people the knowledge about to heal your body and how your body works, like your heart isn't a pump. Mm. There's a video on there that explains it. It's one long cord and it vortexes the water clockwise and anti-clockwise. Mm. When you understand that your body needs structured water from what they call the fourth dimension, that's how you start getting better again. You've got to clean the 80-odd% of your body, which is water, first. Mm. The rest will look after itself.
And I also would say to people, you know, our word and what we think and what we manifest is very important. So your mindset and where you are, you know, there's no point being negative, glass half empty, when you're trying to get better and you're taking these products, but you're a very negative approach to life.
Yeah.
I mean, one of the things Walter Graham said, and Harry will agree, that he was talking about, and when Walter came on the show, he mentioned it, about he healed himself purely by telling his body to heal. And over like a 6-week period, he was telling his body to heal. He had a dodgy knee and he met this guy from America, and the long story behind it. But basically, he was telling his body to heal itself. And that's very powerful. So not only helping, using a few products to you know, kickstart the healing process, your mind is very important as well. So just remember that as well as part of the healing. Now, I have a question here. Bluebell wants to know, can Harry help a person who is sent home to die of cancer?
It all depends on their will to live. Mm. The diet, it's like somebody saying, I've got lung cancer, but he still smokes 50 cigarettes a day. Mm. What can you do? But I've got a person now who's got 6-inch lumps on her body. She's had the vaccines plus the booster. Yeah. And after about 16 weeks, this happened to her. Mm. And all the hospital said is, there's nothing we can do for you. So she's now taking NAC powder, methylene blue. The other thing I've told her to do, you mentioned CBD oil. A lot of people that take CBD oil, it makes them sick and they can't take it anymore. Okay. Just keep vomiting. Mm. So you put it on topically, directly onto the skin. And I've had people where they've had tumours that have literally fell out of the body.
Wow.
Because they've rubbed the CBD oil directly into the skin, you know, go around the area, don't just go on it, go 6 inches either side of it, so it actually goes through the skin, into the blood, and attacks it directly. Mm. And literally the flesh is opened up, and the tumours just literally come straight out.
Wow.
After you know, a while, not the same day, of course, but, yeah, you know, give it a few weeks and the lot's just bang, gone.
It's amazing. A little bit of knowledge can help so many people with what's out there, you know.
Yes.
I'm just watching the time here, Harry, and a couple of questions I want to get through. First one is Phyllis wants to know, what's Harry's view on the turmeric? Turmeric, yeah.
Yeah, I don't sell that one, but yeah, there's some great benefits from turmeric. Mm. People recommend it, obviously, for Big C. There's other benefits to it. Yeah, I mean, that's pretty well common knowledge on the internet. I would recommend people to take it, absolutely.
Yeah, and also, what does Joan wants to know, what does Harry think of shungite?
Shungite, yes, the professor's got a ball 4 inches across of shungite, and it's solid shungite. And if he has his phone within 3 feet of it, his phone shuts down and won't work. So it has got some magical properties on EMF alteration. It smooths out. Shungite tends to smooth out the energy lines in electromagnetic fields, which is good. Blocking it is not the answer. Smoothing out the pollution that causes the cancerous damage and other side effects is what's needed. That's the sort of thing that people use organite for. It does work. Titanium quartz crystals are very similar as well.
Okay.
But shungite's a good thing. It has an unusual effect on the efficiency of electric current as well.
You know,
so
what?
It is unusual.
Yeah, no, I've got the shungite pendulum there, and I've got a shungite pyramid here in the studio. You know, with all the conversation that's on the chat room, everybody chatting there, the listeners, it's just amazing how they have family members who are, they're trying to help them in the best way they can. And through ignorance and maybe arrogance and conditioning by the system, they're just not willing to try and experiment. No matter how sick they are, they're not willing
to try. In their defense, to be fair, Alan, I mean, last week, on two mornings on breakfast TV, they said it's perfectly good for pregnant women to get all the vaccines now. I could have put my foot through the TV.
That's disgraceful.
This is a person, came on, supposed to be a doctor, said, yes, the vaccines are safe, even for pregnant women. In fact, I'd recommend the pregnant women now to get all the vaccines.
Now,
couldn't believe it.
The amount of stillborns, women having stillborn babies, is through the roof.
Yes. And when they did the tests, they tested the vaccines on over 300 pregnant women. 280 they pulled out because they felt ill. There was a massive amount of them that actually had miscarriages. Mm. And that they've hidden all the information.
Yeah. Yeah, it's madness, isn't it? It really is madness. And I believe at one time, it was either Pfizer or Moderna wanted to bury the side effects after the tests they did for 75 years, but they were forced to release them. I mean, if anybody's trying to hide something for 75 years, you can know straight away that there's a smell of rat.
And somebody's just asked in the European Union when they were in the meeting in Europe, they said this was to Pfizer, one of the managers, the promotions manager at Pfizer, who's got a very high responsible position apparently. And he said, I want a straight answer from you. Did you do the tests on the prevention and transmission prevention and cure of COVID-19 on the vaccines? And if so, can you release the reports? And they went, no, we didn't, and there's no reports to release.
Yeah.
So they've been forced people to take vaccines, and they said that they didn't think it stopped the vaccine from being transferred from person to person, and that it didn't stop, virus, and that it didn't actually stop it from the person catching it and transmitting it.
Yeah.
So, and they say, have the vaccine to protect everybody else. Well, having a vaccine doesn't protect anybody.
Yeah.
Certainly not other people when you've had it.
That's it. That's what I read out at the start of the show, all right, GB News reported on it. Well, we've reached that time, Harry, and a big thank you for coming on. I will say to people, to finish up on a good note, the great thing is that all this information is now coming out. It's all been released. All the lies are coming out that they told. Other, you know, like GB News and Neil Oliver, I've said it before, they're all coming out. It's all being exposed. And people like Harry and other people out there with various treatments, they're not medical doctors. I'm not a medical doctor, so we're not giving you any medical advice. We're just making suggestions on, you know, and the stuff that Harry has tried himself. So just to be on the safe side, we clarify that we're not doctors, so we're not giving medical
advice. I'd
like advice.
To finish just on one thing. One of my heartfelt desires is to build a med bed. Well, I say med bed, it'll be a med pod. And when I spoke to the chap from the Pentagon, I said that it's based on structured water, where the body lies on a bed of water, which is some special frequencies, and also a particular vortex that takes place in the water. And he basically looked at me as though to say, "You clever bugger, you." And the med bed that he saw, he's actually seen a med bed. This med bed actually could restructure a person's hand. They do exist.
Oh, the med beds, yeah, they exist. I interviewed Randy Kramer in 2016, and he was telling me that the military guys had them, and when they got the arm blown off, they'd sit in it or lie down in it for 24 hours, and, you know, after it, that arm would be grown back.
Yeah, based on holographics.
Yeah, and it's amazing.
And water.
Yeah, I mean, I said this to a therapist during the week about this idea, and they were trying to get their head around it, and I said, look, you know there's animals out there like a starfish that when you cut the leg off or the arm off, it grows back. And she said, yeah. And I said, well, don't you think they've actually done the research into this and found out how it's done and developed that in an advanced way for people, for the likes of people losing their arm and the leg? But obviously, they haven't got that for the man on the street. They have it for the elites and, you know, the higher level, higher ups, you know.
He was allowed to see once. He's never seen another one.
Yeah. It's out there, but all this information and all this technology is now coming out. It's going to be released. The floodgates have opened up, and I don't think they're going to be able to shut it down. But Harry, thanks.
Nice if you would.
Yeah.
Well, when mine's built, people will be able to come and sit on it and dry it and use it.
Fantastic. Well, Harry, thanks a lot for coming on. Appreciate you coming on. Lastminute.com, because it was very quick, obviously, when I contacted you there.
Yeah. Please get up to the shop in Longton. You can come in and see us, have a cup of tea, have some structured water, see the Ioni. And,
Well, give out all the details. Give out, that's the next thing I was going to say. Give out all your contact details, the website where they can buy some of these products, and your shop address where they can call into you.
21 Market Street, that's Longton, Stoke-on-Trent. I can't remember what the postcode is. ST something. You can find out the postcode of Market Street, just do it. If anybody wants to contact me, it's IPIHRoads@hotmail.com. That's Rhodes, R-H-O-D-E-S. Or you can contact me through www.onlyresultscount.com on the website, and you can send me an email there as well. That's where all the products are.
Okay, quick question came in. Do you use the Spooky, or do you know about the Spooky?
Yes, I've got three of them. Okay. I actually make colloidal silver at a special frequency of 432 hertz inside an etheric capacitor.
There you go.
And it's made from structured water.
And I have the Spookies as well, you know, so I have to get back into it. I haven't used them for a while, but I have to get back into it. But, all right, Harry, just stay with me there. Thanks for coming on. And just stay with me there. Just go to a musical break, and we'll be back after this.
You're listening to Alan James on Circle of White Light Radio and People's Internet Radio.
There you go, folks. That was Harry Rhodes. Always great to have Harry on the show. And he always has great information, great technology, great stories. It's always a pleasure to have Harry on. And I learned so much from Harry. And there's something that Harry said which I didn't know about. I suppose it makes sense, but thinking about it, after thinking about the breeding. So if you have any family members who are actually having trouble breathing, chances are, it could be, it might be, I'm not saying it is because I'm not a medical doctor, but it might be a sign of potential blood clot or blockage somewhere. So maybe ask them to get the a blood test and get it checked out just to be on the safe side. It's €20, I believe, in Ireland anyway, in the Republic for a blood test. So there'll be no harm getting them down to get a blood test. Now, the family member that I know did get a blood test and everything came up all clear, but blood tests don't show up everything. That's the problem. They don't. They're okay. They're not super reliable. I mean, unless you really check everything, because they only mainly check for the main stuff when they do a blood test. So maybe that's what they need to do. They need to go in and say, look, you know, I want you to check for clots, and then, you know, and say that's what you need them to check for. So I don't know, you know, I try and avoid doctors as much as I can. I'll try and obviously use alternative as much as I can, because it's a nightmare being in hospital. And I know my sister's in hospital at the moment, and she was telling me a bit of a horror story of what was going on there, the state of the hospital and the pressure the nurses and the doctors are under, and what's happening, and patients being left, 80-year-old patients apparently being left lying on 4 plastic chairs, lying down there, you know, waiting to be seen. You know, at the end of the day, it's, you know, everything's just gone nuts. So, you know, alternative treatment for me, unless I really, really have to go into a hospital and I've no choice in the matter. But I'll always try and look at alternative as much as I can and speak to people and see what the best solution is, because what works for me might work for somebody else, you know. That's the best thing. But here's the thing. You have all the knowledge as the listeners who are listening to the show. You've all the knowledge. You've loads of information there. But trying to tell a family member who's in the matrix and who's being vaxxed, you know, try this treatment, try this, this will help you. And it's very hard, folks. It really is very hard. And as Harry said, there's no cure for stupid. And to be honest with you, I wouldn't even say stupid. I just say it's ignorance, which is a lack of information. And they're just, you know, controlled by the system, and they have belief in the system. But now the lies are coming out, saying that they lied about it. So I think that's where you should start. Show them the likes of GB News and doctors coming out and saying that they lied about it. But, you know, some people are so programmed in the system and don't want to admit that they've been scammed and they were gullible and they fell for it. Because it is kind of, you know, you look a bit silly, but look, it's all happened to all of us. It's happened to me on multiple occasions, you know. So I'm trying to learn as much as I can. What I try and do, obviously, is like everybody else, is try and keep an open mind to everything and question, entertain the thought, fluid belief system and all that. You know the story there. So that's what I try and do anyway. And that's the best way to approach it, I think, for the time being. Now, the guest I have next week is a lady called S.A. Smith. And our YouTube channel is called The Girl in the Universe. And she talks about the solar flash, and she talks about things. And she gives loads of information about the status of the KP index of the, you know, solar effects that are going on a planetary level and the sun. And she reports on that all the time. So if you want to check her out before next week, go onto YouTube and type in Girl in the Universe. And also, I'm going to be co-hosted by, for the first time, by Emma from the Assembly team. Now, Emma's in the Assembly team, and we talk every week in the Assembly group. Every Tuesday, we have a Zoom call. So I've asked Emma to come on and do some co-hosting with me on the show for next week as well. So Emma's going to be on next week. So that should be fun, and that'd be interesting. And we'll find out more about this solar flash, which everybody seems to be talking about. And there's nothing happening at the moment, but it'd be interesting to see what's said. There's been a couple of dates mentioned. I'm not going to mention dates, but apparently October, red October, everybody's saying October is a very important month for a lot of things happening, energies and stuff like that. So we'll see what happens by next Sunday when we get together, and we'll see if as anything happened. I think the date next Sunday is the 23rd. So between the 22nd and 25th, they're saying certain things. But there was stuff mentioned. It's supposed to happen the weekend. You know, it's supposed to be some truth coming out. Maybe it was the Pfizer thing. Maybe that's what it was. But that's not on the global scale. You know, one of the things I said was, what would be big enough? What subject would be big enough for people in the world globally to be annoyed at what's going on? And one of the subjects that I came up with, I asked this in the assembly group, and one of the things that came up was, what if they came out and told you about cancer and that the cures for cancer were restricted and stopped purely for the profit of Big Pharma, right? Would that be big enough as an item to rattle everybody's cages? Thinking about family members and everything that have passed away when they didn't need to because the cure was there, but the choice that they were given was only chemo and radiation. Would that be big enough? But that's my question. Would that be big enough as a question, you know, for something like that to be said on the air? I don't know. Have a think about it. And if you want to email me, let me know. You know, if there's anything bigger than that, what would be big enough to rattle the cage of most people on the planet? I don't know. Other people might say, you know, the announcement on media TV of alien life. But, you know, I don't even know. I mean, would you believe them? I don't know. Okay, so that's my guest on next week. I hope you enjoyed the show with Harry tonight. Take care. Stay safe. God, I hate the weather. I hate winter. I hate the weather. The rain today was mad. So take it easy, have a good week, and take care. If you have any information of interest, obviously email me in, let me know. And I've just seen Liam saying disclosure. We'd have to see what happens. Okay folks, so take care, have a good one, and we'll see you next week. Bye bye.
You have been listening to Circle of White Light Radio, focusing on solutions and thinking different.